I'm News Director Tom Tingerthal, and this is Cop Talk, a program to keep you informed on what is happening with local law enforcement. My guest again this week is Jake Engel with the Missouri Highway Patrol, and this week we are talking about driving in the left lane, and this is primarily on four-lane roads, obviously. Why is driving in the left lane a problem?
Yeah. Well, and what we see out there on the roadway is a lot of times, especially on our, you know, well, exclusively on our divided highways, you know, here in Troop H, Interstate 29, I-35, US 36, parts of US 71, you know, those divided highways we have here in the northwest part of the state, you know, it's for traffic movement is really what it's for. There's a lot of people out there that drive below the speed limit. And I'm just giving you one example. Let's say on 36 Highway, someone driving below the speed limit, which is great, you know, obeying that traffic law, being cautious, that's good. But what we have is then somebody that hangs out in that left lane, which is the law is designed for the left lane to be used for passing only, to pass other traffic and then use the right lane, get back in that right lane and leave that left lane open for traffic to move. Ideally for people that are traveling, you know, below the speed limit, so someone can pass that vehicle. It's for traffic movement, to keep traffic flowing. And, you know, I know a lot of people may not know this, but we get a lot of calls of people, a vehicle in the left lane, two vehicles traveling close to the same speed, one in the left lane, one in the right lane, impeding traffic. And that's what that law is designed for. It's for traffic movement, to keep traffic flowing. And a lot of people get frustrated, you know, when I was out working the road, you know, I worked Clinton and Caldwell County for a lot of years, and there's a lot of calls for that traffic being impeded. Also, what we see a lot here in Northwest Missouri is, as everybody pretty much well knows, when we're in agricultural season, we have a lot of slow moving vehicles out there, and you know that. So once again, not traveling in that left lane, you know, we want them over there in that right lane where traffic. So traffic can continue to flow, you know, so we don't impede traffic is the main goal of that law. And we see a lot of violations of that. You see someone get out in that left lane and away they go. Also, you know, we see, especially on the interstate system, you know, a lot of our people that choose to exceed the posted speed limit, they get in that left lane and they just stay in that left lane and they just, you know, they're flying around cars and, you know, those people unfortunately get to meet us, but, it happens, you know what I mean? And so it's a traffic flow issue.
Is this sometimes something that is unintentional with some drivers? They go around somebody and they've gone around a few vehicles and they just don't move back over.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not a lot of traffic behind them, they just don't move over?
Right, absolutely. And that's absolutely right. And a lot of people aren't aware of that law, to be perfectly honest with you. I've stopped a lot of people for that violation, and to be honest, it's not a violation that is ticketed a lot. It usually comes with a warning, majority of the time. Not that it can't be ticketed; it's a violation of law. It can be, but I'm just saying the majority of the time, it's just a reminder to that driver: hey, the left lane's for passing only. We need you to, if you need to pass someone, pass them, but then we need you back over in the right lane. And like I said, it was designed. It's really for a traffic flow issue, is to keep traffic moving in an efficient manner out there on our interstate systems, our highway systems.
Four-lane roads, the inside lane is the one that we're worried about.
Yeah.
On six-lane and eight-lane roads,
sure,
where there's multiple lanes there, is it mainly that inside one?
Yeah, and that brings up, That's a whole nother. When we start talking about, let's just use Kansas City, for instance, where we have multiple lane highways, five, six lanes, four, five lanes, whatever the case may be, in one direction. Still the same principle applies. And I realize there's exits on both sides of the roadways when we get into a municipal setting like that. Is it applied as strictly? No, because there is a lot more traffic movement going on in those areas. I think mainly when we talk about driving in the right lane, that's for out here on our, and I don't want to say exclusively in the rural areas, but out here in more wide open rural spaces, to keep that traffic flowing. In a municipal setting, it's a lot different because you have exits maybe to the left, maybe to the right, a lot of stuff going on. So drivers will tend to, you know, move lanes and stuff like that. But once again, that's another reason they have multiple lanes in one direction in municipalities too, is to accommodate that heavy traffic flow.
So it sounds like pretty much a courtesy item more than anything else, but also There is some reasons behind it.
Oh, there is some, definitely. It wasn't one of those things where somebody just one day was sitting there and went, oh, you know what, I think we'll make it a law. You know, it's to move traffic. It had a purpose when it was put into law, and it still continues to have a very valuable purpose out there on the roadway.
That is Jake Engel with the Missouri Highway Patrol, and this is Cop Talk.